Welcome to Inside Pop. I am Sean David Johnson.
And I'm Amita Patel. We are giddy with excitement as we are touching down in Chicago for the Podcast Movement Conference this week.
We cannot wait to explore what this great city has to offer. So to prepare ourselves, we're counting down our favorite Chicago pop culture moments.
I'm already craving deep dish pizza, so cue the music, Chicago style, please. That throwback track is from the band Chicago, which was one of my favorite bands and is the perfect way to start off our Inside Pop Chicago countdown at number 10. So Chicago, I've been told I'm an old soul. I think this is one of those examples of how I am an old soul because I think I was born in the wrong decade and I really enjoy Chicago. I can't remember how I got into them. I'm a marching band geek, and I have this vague memory that we did one of their songs on the football field. I think we did Make Me Smile, and I think that was like my freshman year in the marching band. And they have such a great horn section.
Yes.
You know, they're a pop rock band, but they have this jazz funk influence as well, which is awesome. I mean, anytime you just hear what we just played, Saturday in the Park, it's just such a great song to like roll down your windows and play, you know, in the summer. And then there's just so many great tracks. Like, does anybody really know what time it
That's
is?
That's one of my favorites. You know?
Oh, it's so good. And 25 or 624. And then they really hit it with the ballads too. You know, Hard to Say I'm Sorry, If You Leave Me Now, You're the Inspiration. You know, Peter Cetera was such a, you know, has a great voice, and even his solo stuff I followed. So, you know, they're a huge, huge group. They have like sold over 40 million albums. They're just incredible and aptly titled Chicago. So what a great way to start our countdown with them.
Perfect way. My favorite memories of listening to their music, and so there's so many bands like this, but I just have these wonderful memories of being in the back seat of my parents' car, a Chevy. Chevrolet. But just driving kind of back and forth from New York City to Long Island, and just you know, the AM radio was on, and Chicago was a staple of 1970s AM radio.
Mm.
And yeah, all of those songs just bring back such great nostalgia for me. Awesome band. And I'm going to have to Spotify a Best of Chicago while we're there on our trip.
We have to. Also, they've been touring on and off over the last couple of years with another incredible Chicago band, which becomes our number 9 pick, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Classic icons, legendary. The thing about Earth, Wind, and Fire is their music is so progressive. I think they were doing something that a lot of bands hadn't done before, just like blending pop and R&B and funk and those amazing horns. Now quite often people think, oh, wedding songs. But before they were a wedding staple, they were, I think, this very progressive, amazing band.
Completely. I agree. They were just, and not even just wedding songs. It's just like party songs. They just have such good, get on the dance floor. I mean, Let's Groove Tonight, Shining Star, come on. And September, which is just, I have such a fond place for that song. It's just anytime you hear the beginning of that song, I'm on the dance floor. It's such a great, great song.
Do you remember ? Might be the best first lyric, because isn't that just a great way to begin a song? Do you remember? Yes, I do. And shout out, rest in peace, Maurice White.
Yeah, founding member. It was definitely sad to hear that he has passed. But Earth, Wind, and Fire, if you guys need to know, they are actually still on tour this fall with Chicago. Check them out. I kind of want to find a date nearby and see them as well. It'd be really great to see those two Chicago iconic bands together and dance all night.
So next up at number 8 on our Chicago pop culture countdown is the classic TV show based in the city of Chicago, Good Times.
Good Times!
First of all, maybe the greatest theme song in the history of TV theme songs. What an amazing theme song. I loved the show growing up as a kid. I think that Good Times was really groundbreaking, right? It's another one of Norman Lear's groundbreaking shows. Mm. Trivia, Good Times is a spinoff of a spinoff. Did you know that?
Yes. Of what? I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Good Times was a spinoff from Maude, which was a spinoff of All in the Family. But essentially, for you youngins out there, Good Times was a show about an African-American family living in the Cabrini-Green housing projects, which are these infamous, dangerous, scary housing projects in Chicago. And it was basically about a family, a mother, a father, and their three kids surviving and loving each other, and serious topics, child abuse, poverty, unemployment, but also very, very funny and a little controversial, because the character of JJ started being criticized for being kind of buffoonish and having negative stereotypes. I think when I was a kid, though, I didn't pick up on that, and I just thought he was funny and silly, and he was kind of the perfect sensibility for a 10-year-old kid to enjoy. So I have a lot of fond memories, and I think the show was groundbreaking in the sense that I don't think we like seeing poor people on TV, right? I can only think of Good Times and Roseanne as shows that depicted I think Roseanne may be their lower middle class, but the Walkers in Good Times were poor. So really groundbreaking. But and of course, Janet Jackson appeared on the show's fifth season, so it earns a spot just for that.
I was going to mention it, but I knew you would first. Penny. So we've covered Chicago musically and in television, so let's discuss Chicago in film. Our number seven pick is one of the more recent examples of that, and it is Chicago's role as Gotham in Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight trilogy.
I think, what a brilliant casting of a city.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's just, they made it so clearly so dark, but like mysterious. They just did such an amazing job. And I don't know if anybody's known or we've discussed, but neither of us have actually been to Chicago before. So this is our first time in Chicago. So I'm actually excited to see Chicago and those bridges and kind of, you know, imagine that Gothamish darkness from that trilogy, because it's so vivid in my brain from those movies.
Let's wander down some really dark alleyways at around 1 a.m. Come on, Amita. Great. We can give ourselves a dark night tour.
Okay. I bet they exist. I wonder if they exist.
Yeah.
Let's find one. Let's make one.
Okay. Coming in at number six on our favorite Chicago pop culture moments countdown is a native rapper, actor, and Oscar winner, Common. He's got the voice. He's got the swag.
He's got
the voice.
That voice, though. I love him as a rapper. I love that hit that he had with Kanye called Go. That was such a great...
Go is so classic.
Hip-hop track. Yeah, and he was always more intellectual with his lyrics. And, you know, I enjoy his transition into acting as well. I think he's done a really great job with that. He has made some really, really great choices. And he's really, you know, done a variety of, you know, comedy and drama, and I can't wait to see what he does next. And I mean, that Oscar-winning song Glory was amazing.
Yeah, and he's it seems like he's becoming some type of, like, before he becomes an older person, he's becoming some kind of godfather of activist responsible hip-hop, because you know, he introduced Hamilton on stage, and he, you know, makes these amazing speeches, as well as being an actor who's actually, I think, growing in quality. Because, you know, I'll say that he started out a little stiff, I think, the way a lot of newbie actors do. But I think with every role, he's just becoming a little bit more natural and a little bit more convincing. And I totally respect how he is just branching out and trying new things.
Definitely. Of course, at number five is the popular and actually recently became the longest running American musical of all time, Chicago.
We're so literal on this countdown.
Yes. Oh, can you believe it's been on Broadway for 20 years? It's such a great show. And they made a feature film version, which was fantastic, with Renee Zellweger and Richard Gere, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Queen Latifah. That was back in 2002. But to go back to the musical, the choreography by Bob Fosse. My gosh. And all of those great, great songs, all that jazz. I mean, anytime you hear the beginning of that song, I just want to do a little sexy shoulder move.
Yeah, I think that it's a classic. And I saw it on Broadway, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe. And Of course, I saw the movie, and yeah, it's not just kind of a light, fluffy musical. It deals with some serious issues, murder, and what a crappy deal women had back in the day. But so entertaining, and yeah, just a classic.
Give me your best sexy shoulder.
Sorry, it's early. It's the day before we head to Chicago, and I haven't packed yet, and... You know what? I'm going to give you sexy shoulder Chicago move when we are in Chicago.
Okay,
and
fine.
And I hope you can take it, because it's going to be intense.
Yeah, because what you just gave me was like a shrug. So, yeah.
Fine line between sexy shoulder and shrug. Oh. All right, I'm going to practice.
Okay, you should.
Okay, but before I practice, we're going to continue our countdown at number four. The Second City Comedy Club. How could we not mention them in our favorite Chicago pop culture moments? This improv theater and school has given us so many of our great American comedians.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Dan Aykroyd, Steve Carell, Tina Fey, the Belushi brothers. I mean,
Chris Farley, Rachel Dratch, Tim Meadows.
Martin Short. God bless Martin
Bill
Short.
Murray.
yes.
Yeah, and so many others.
So many. And, you know, it's really, it's like a launching pad and an institution, really, for great comedy and great talent in Chicago. So thank you, Second City.
Yes, I have to give a quick shout out to two alum of Second City who I am grateful and happy to call my friends, the comedy duo Frangela, Francis Callier and Angela Shelton, are also from the Second City Theater, and they are hysterical and super smart and are the best. So yeah, that school has given us many, like, our classic comedians.
All right, well, at number three, Chicago was synonymous with the one and only Oprah Winfrey for 25 years when her talk show was based in Chicago. Harpo Studios was a fixture in that city and only recently just closed down for good. I mean, technically, she's not there anymore. She's doing OWN in LA and she's doing that. But any chance that we can mention Oprah in our podcast is like being able to eat bread on Weight Watchers. Bread!
Oprah, you're at number three. Congratulations. I mean, obviously, she is the city. She is America. I mean, this is like, this woman has ruled the media and the country and our minds and souls forever. Lasting mark on so many reasons. I think about Maya Rudolph's impression and how we all have our bread impression now. But I don't want Oprah to become a parody. We poke fun at her, but she is just a fixture of in so many ways. She deserves to be number three or maybe even a bit higher. But congratulations, Oprah. Chicago, I think, wouldn't be the same without you.
No, oh, definitely not. It's funny that you brought up Maya Rudolph because I was just watching Maya and Marty, the variety show. Did you see her bread?
I did see
it. I just saw it yesterday. To meet people, just Google it. It's okay. I made all these sculptures.
Okay. So at number two is someone who is going to be furious that he's only number two. He will track us down, send some mean tweets to @PopInsiders, berate us for not having the intelligence to put him at number one. Do you guys know about whom I'm speaking? Mr. Kim Kardashian himself, Kanye West.
Oh, that's going to get us like mad, awful, angry tweets just for saying that. Why did you do that?
I want to start Kanye beef. I'm not ready for it, but I want to start it.
Clearly.
You can handle it, though, if it starts up. Okay, seriously, he is an outspoken, creative rapper, fashion designer, Twitter fiend, and he hails from the city of Chicago. He is a musical genius, I'll say it. He is visionary. He does put himself out there and try different things. So as infuriating as some of his tweets can be, and as egotistical as he is, hip-hop wouldn't be the same. I think pop culture wouldn't be the same without Chicago's native son, Kanye West.
He's changed the way we think about hip-hop, about nude people sleeping together. He interrupted little Taylor Swift. He gave Street Kid to the Kardashians. And I give him credit. He was never afraid to say that he loved his mama. So he's a mama's boy through and through. So, yes.
Okay. Pop quiz. Inside pop quiz. Name your favorite Kanye West song, Amita Patel. Go.
All of the Lights.
No hesitation. That's great.
Oh, I love that jam. It's like it. That's like, it's such a good pump up song. And to go back to my marching band or just my band geek days, it heavily features the French horn, which is something that I played. So I enjoyed it.
Ah, we're unearthing.
What about yours? Pop quiz. What's your favorite Kanye track?
Just that entire album. Monster right now pops into my mind. I love that song. Mm-hmm. And I love how he lets, and this is what I will say about Kanye, he will let guest rappers, you know, kind of shine brightly on his own tracks. And like, he lets Nicki Minaj take over that song, and then Jay-Z take over that song. So I love Monster. Yeah.
True. True. Good point. Okay, guys. I don't know if you've been keeping track, but we are at number one. Drum roll, please. I'm sure if you've been listening to this whole podcast, you Frank, like, wait, they're not mentioning something. What is that thing they're not mentioning? Well, here it is. Our number one pop culture pick is the iconic 80s movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bueller. Bueller. Ferris Bueller. That's my impression from the movie.
I love it.
that movie is a love letter to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It makes one want to skip school and just spend the day in Chicago or in your city. If you're listening to me now, cut work, cut school, and do what Ferris did and just spend the day being a tourist in your own city.
Oh, it's so amazing. The film actually just celebrated its 30th anniversary. Cue the screeching brakes. Yes, we are that old. And but it's just such a classic. Like, I mean, I can quote so many lines from it. Cameron. Oh, my God, Cameron. Like, oh, gosh, that principal on his hunt for Ferris. There's just so many great, great moments in this film. And it's such a fun, fun movie. What's your favorite moment from that film?
So many. And I will say this, because I'm proud of my age. I was a senior in high school when that movie came out. So do you know how hard I related to that movie? Because I, along with some of my other friends, did have a bit of senioritis. So we did cut school every once in a while. So we were so proud that we had this cooler avatar on screen doing what we were doing, but doing it so much better.
Oh, gosh. I wish I could fake being sick like he did.
I know. I know. I love so many moments. I love when he joins the parade, of course. When his friend Cameron kicks that car over the cliff.
Yes. Oh
my God. And I have such, it's such architecture porn. I love the house that Cameron lives. And then of course the classic, we're done here. Go home. Goodbye. You know, at the end of the film after the credits roll.
It's my favorite. Yes. So we're going to be doing our best to check out some locations that were featured in the movie while we're in Chicago. I hope. I want to. You're coming with me. Obviously the Art Institute of Chicago, I think we need to find a group of school kids to hold hands with while walking through the exhibits.
Yes. I might get arrested, but that's okay.
Hopefully we get to do a drive-by and at least, you know, walk around Wrigley Field or something. We must find those stairs from the dance break during the parade scene and do our own dance break. That has to happen.
All of this will be recorded via Instagram. So make sure to check our Instagram feed, because I think we will be Chicago crazy over these next 5 days.
Yes. And just so you guys know, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Words to live by.
100%.
So we are going to keep our listeners updated about our Chicago experience. Hopefully we'll be able to nab some people at the conference for interviews. We'll share all of our adventures in Chicago with everyone. And we will also, of course, be back with a brand new episode next week.
So definitely check us out, Twitter and Instagram, at Pop Insiders. Check out our updates. If you're at the convention, definitely find us. We're always looking for friends and stalkers of our podcast. Specifically Sean.
Yeah, I'll be holding a meetup in my bedroom. Just kidding. That's not happening.
I'm supposed to say that.
I know.
I'm holding interviews for my next husband in my bedroom.
I know. I'm holding interviews for your next husband.
That's true. If you're gonna, yes. If you're gonna be my next husband, you have to go to Sean.
I need to know your credit score. I need to know your IQ. I need you to show me how many abs you have, okay? And
who's your favorite diva?
Yes. Are you man enough to listen to Lemonade and feel secure?
That's a tall order.
I have a lot of questions for these dudes who are going to be lined up. Okay.
Yes.
This is a major tangent. We don't have.
It always is.
How long is the loop of our goodbye music now?
It's going to take forever.
Okay. Cut all this out. This is how excited we are. We are really giddy and cannot wait. It's going to be an amazing time.
Can't wait to see everybody in Chicago, and definitely tune in next week to hear all of our Chicago adventures. Have a great week, guys.
Bye.